Following a 90-minute conference with General Hershey this morning, the director of the Selective Service System, he announced that Well, I felt the 90-minute conference with Lieutenant General Hershey was most productive, and I think, first of all, we discussed generally the need for a draft reduction, at least my feelings on the need for a draft reduction because of the call-up of the 69th Brigade. In addition, we discussed in some detail what I feel are necessary draft reforms, and also discussed the fact that in some of the small Kansas communities, we're going to have a teacher shortage if those teachers now deferred or called to active duty or inducted. And I think perhaps, and I can announce that following the conference, that General Hershey has agreed to review the Kansas situation. He is sympathetic, I think perhaps, and he pointed out to me that he would make a complete review of Well, this morning I conferred for 90 minutes with Lieutenant General Lewis B. Hershey, Director of the Selective Service System. We discussed a number of things, and primarily I discussed with General Hershey the possibilities of reducing Kansas draft calls because of the activation and mobilization of certain reserve groups and certain National Guard units in Kansas in May of this year. I pointed out to General Hershey, as I had previously in a letter to General Hershey and to President Johnson, that in the May call-up, Kansas furnished about 16.2% of the total national call-up of 24,550 men. In other words, of the 12,234 guardsmen activated in May, a total of almost 3,600 were based in Kansas, and along with this, there were about 400 Kansans in Army Reserve units. So this made about 16.2% of the total called in May. Now, in addition to this, our draft calls have been significantly high, and even though we make up slightly more than 1% of the population, Kansas has contributed about 8% of the guardsmen called for wartime duty since World War I. And I have suggested a reduction in draft calls to compensate or to offset the mobilization of the 69th Infantry Brigade and other reserve units that are now been activated, now on active duty. And let me say that General Hershey has agreed to review the Kansas situation in light of the facts that we presented, and he's agreed to make a report to me at the earliest possible time. I believe he is most sympathetic, and I believe he understands the problem, and I would hope that we can find some relief for the young men in Kansas. And let me say, as I've said before, Kansans, of course, understand their obligation. They're willing to fulfill their responsibilities to their country. But I don't believe we should furnish young Kansas men in any disproportionate number. This was the basis of my request initially, and I shall continue to follow it, I hope, to a successful conclusion. While conferring with Lieutenant General Lewis B. Hershey, Director of the Selective Service System, about my request for reduced draft calls in Kansas because of the mobilization of the 69th Infantry Brigade and certain reserve units in Kansas, which amounted to about 4,000 men, I also discussed with General Hershey some of my ideas about draft reform. And I think with the draft calls continuing to affect so many of our nation's young men, it is vital to make the draft as fair and as just as possible. And I outlined as briefly as I could nine specific points where I feel draft reforms are necessary. I think, first of all, we should establish and enforce national standards for occupational deferments. Secondly, I pointed out that we should have explicit provisions for deferments for all full-time students in good standing at junior and community colleges, and also fair treatment for part-time students in essential fields of study. I recommend the extension of deferments, but not exemptions, to students already in graduate school, which would allow them to finish their graduate work before entering military service. And I would also remove the current prohibition against a lottery in order to open possible avenues of approach to the selection of inductees. And I made five other recommendations, the final one being that I feel that we should, as much as possible, meet our manpower needs through volunteers. Now, last year, we had 2,338 Kansans who were called by the draft. And surely we can and we must assure Kansans and all the others across the land that their future selection will be intelligent, impartial, and just. I can only say that General Hershey was very receptive, and I also pointed out to them that I would submit these reforms to him in writing.